Welcome back to the Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week. The Posnack Jewish Day School in Davie and the Galbut Family Jewish Community Center in Miami Beach share more than a common faith. The two are six of the Jewish organizations that have been targeted with bomb threats in South Florida since the first of the year. From Kendall to Palm Beach, South Florida Jewish groups are among the 100 Jewish schools, almost 100 Jewish schools, community centers, and an Anti-Defamation League offices that have received bomb threats since January 1st. Now, none of the threats have been carried out. Cars in Miami Beach and Boca Raton have been vandalized with anti-Semitic symbols. And U.S. Congresswoman Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district includes the sites of several of these threats.
First and foremost, we find these bastards. We make sure that we don't rest and that there is nowhere that they think they can hide.
While Wasserman Schultz has called on the Trump administration to make these domestic threats their highest law enforcement priority, she also criticized the president on Monday for not renouncing anti-Semitic views. Now, that was before the president's address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night this week.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
Faith and intimidation is next here on the Florida Roundup this week. Outside of the Northeast, South Florida is home to the most threats leveled against Jewish organizations this year. So let us know, how have these threats impacted you or where you worship? What's been the reaction of other faiths here in South Florida? Do you feel safe in your religious community at a time when threats to Jewish centers are on the rise? 800-743-WLRN is the telephone number to join the conversation, 800-743-9576. You can also text WLRN to 63735. That's 63735, text WLRN. Miami Beach Police Chief Dan Oates is along with us here in studio. Sergeant Mark Alexander is with the Broward Sheriff's Office. And Michael Hoffman is President and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Gentlemen, to all three of you, thank you for joining us today.
Thank
Michael,
you for having-
let me begin with you in Palm Beach County. You have had two Jewish organizations there receive bomb threats. What's been the reaction?
So the reaction, I think, has been obviously one of concern, one of appreciation to our law enforcement. And I think at the end of the day, we're doing all that we can to keep our constituents and the members of our Jewish community safe and secure. We are not stopping our business. We have a vibrant day school. We have a vibrant Jewish community center. And we don't want to sort of bow down to what these threats are trying to do, which is to stop our community centers and stop our Jewish institutions from fulfilling their core mission.
Michael, are you taking additional security steps?
Yeah, we are working very closely with local law enforcement. They have been incredibly cooperative in the city of West Palm Beach, as well as Palm Beach County. We have stepped up our own security on each of our campuses. We are trying to maintain a balance of not having our institutions be a fortress, at the same time ensuring that they continue to be warm and welcoming institutions so we can continue to provide the services to our constituents.
Chief Oates, with Miami Beach, you have played host to a number of these threats and incidents, certainly the swastikas etched in the car in the Miami Beach neighborhood, in fact, the most recent one last weekend. Give us the latest on the law enforcement investigations by your department.
Well, we had vandalism of six vehicles in the course of one evening, five of them with a swastika etching and the sixth with just damage to the vehicle that appeared to be from the same person. We have viewed hours and hours of videotape of any residence or commercial establishment in the area in an effort to find out who did it. That event, and we had two of the JCC phone calls of bomb threats were to our Miami Beach JCC.
Right.
Those events occurred since the first of the year and a part of the national pattern. It's created a level of anxiety in the community that, you know, in the 3 years I've been here, probably is higher than at any other point. And we're doing all the same things as everyone else. And the word balance is important. Mm-hmm. You don't want folks who use these institutions or go to these houses of worship to change their behavior. And we want them to worship because we are the society that we are. But it is a challenge to provide the kind of comfort. We do that as much as possible for visible patrols, some not-so-visible measures and a real emphasis on security and see something, say something, and those kinds of things, and as much presence and reassurance as we can muster.
On Miami Beach, with those JCCs that have been targeted with the bomb threats, the neighborhood that was host to the swastika etchings in the car, have you stepped up patrols of patrol cars?
The answer is yes, very much so. We have roughly 30 Jewish religious and or social institutions in Miami Beach. We're, you know, a relatively small community of 7 square miles. Every one of those institutions is getting visited very, very regularly by patrol.
Let's go to the Broward Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Mark Alexander. Sergeant Alexander, I didn't want to give you a promotion there, but Sergeant Alexander, BSO has been involved with kind of the most recent bomb threat at the Jewish day school in Davie. Any new information regarding your investigation there, first of all?
Well, thanks for having me. These investigations, like most investigations, they start at the local level, and the one in question occurred in Davie, and we provided assistance with them with our bomb unit and our Office of Homeland Security. And each year, we partner with the Jewish community and the Anti-Defamation League to provide an annual Keep Your Religious Institution Safe. And we urge every religious community in Broward to participate in this. And going forward with that, BSO, the sheriff has stated previously that the sheriff has zero tolerance for crime against any community or group of people.
We'll get to some phone calls here coming up, 800-743-9576, to talk to Sergeant Alexander from BSO Strategic Investigations Division. The Miami Beach Police Chief Dan Oates is along with us, as well as the President and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, Michael Hoffman. Michael, your sense of the level of activity in regards to these threats here in South Florida. As I mentioned, 6 JCC and other Jewish institutions have received bomb threats since the first of the year. Is this a stepped up level of this kind of threat in your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is an unprecedented level of threats and experiences that we are having as a Jewish community locally and also nationally. I mean, the stats are staggering. Over 100 bomb threats, 36 states, 96 institutions. I mean, this is an unbelievable targeting of the Jewish community to provide disruption. But at the same time, I'm also proud of our Jewish community here within the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach and throughout South Florida, of our community, which is going to be persistent, which is not closing business because of these threats. We need to keep moving ahead, and we need to keep serving the needs of our community members.
Sergeant Alexander, you mentioned how, for instance, the threat against the Jewish day school in Davie on Tuesday is an example of that investigation beginning locally. At what point does law enforcement, does BSO bring in federal authorities, and at what level are those federal authorities brought in?
Given our participation in the Joint Terrorism Task Force, our federal partners are notified if warranted, and then we filter all information when it comes to any threats within Broward County through the National Operations Center in Washington, D.C., in order to coordinate with the federal partners and all of our local jurisdictions to ensure that they're investigated and brought to a swift ending at that point.
Chief Oates, is it the FBI that gets initiated? Is it the Department of Homeland Security?
It's the FBI. We treat these as potential terrorism threats, and the FBI is the lead agency for all terrorism investigations. We, too, have a member of a detective on the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And they, you know, the bottom line is we need the assistance of the federal government to make sure that we are filtering anything locally through all the national security apparatus. And if there is any possible tie, any link to a broader conspiracy, so it is a given that the FBI is brought in at the beginning.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said this week, quote, "In light of the nature of the threats to Jewish community centers, I have directed DHS to heighten our outreach and support to enhance public safety." Chief Oates, have you noticed a difference in the last week or so with your department's engagement with DHS?
Not particularly with DHS, but I mean, again, the FBI is fully engaged, and they're all our federal partners work together. There are grant streams, and some of our Jewish institutions over the past couple of years have taken advantage of them. There are grant streams that provide for extra security, for cameras, alarm systems, those kinds of things. And our community on the beach is fairly sophisticated about how to chase those dollars, and they've had some success with that.
And it's also been reported that the Department of Homeland Security has held active shooter preparedness workshops at JCCs in South Florida. Michael Hoffman with the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, are you familiar with any kind of training like that?
Yeah, so we as a Jewish Federation in Palm Beach, we have brought together all of our Jewish institutions several times a year, working in partnership with Homeland Security, local law enforcement, to do whatever we can to train personnel on the ground in these institutions in the event of any type of threat, whether it's a call-in threat, an active shooter. For us, the best thing we can do is give people the tools and resources necessary to prepare them in the hopefully unlikely event of any situation.
Let me go and bring in WLRN's Peter Hayden. Peter has been at a roundtable discussing these threats that was put together today by Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz. Peter, tell us what the conversation has been like.
Hi, Tom. Well, the conversation, the roundtable was split into two parts. The first part was a discussion of the law enforcement response and the security situation around the threat. So rabbis and Jewish community leaders heard from local law enforcement, from the FBI, from Homeland Security, and got updates about the security situation. But the second media wasn't allowed into that part. But the second part was very much about promoting tolerance and raising awareness. Debbie Wasserman Schultz herself said, "Hey, look, we represent just about 2% of the population. A lot of people, they don't have any interaction with Jews. You know, they don't know us. We need to do a better job of introducing ourselves." So there was a lot of discussion about going to community meetings, even schools, and making sure that people, understood what the history of Judaism, the history of their struggles, and the community.
And their response.
History.
Yeah,
sorry.
History. Sure. Peter Hayden is with us here, just off of a roundtable that was hosted by Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz regarding these Jewish threats. Michael Hoffman with the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, when you hear the Congresswoman talk about that kind of effort, what do you hear?
So one of the things that heartens me most here in our community is whenever there have been threats or acts against our Jewish institutions, one of the first phone calls we received is actually from other ethnic and faith-based groups here in our community. Because I think as a whole, we are here to try and promote tolerance, prevent hate, and come together as a community. This is not just a Jewish issue. We are all concerned about the growing level of intolerance in our overall society. So the more that we can come together, again, it will help make our Jewish institutions safe and secure. At the same time, we want to make sure every faith-based and ethnic institution is safe and secure as well.
Talking about some of the threats here in South Florida that have been leveled against Jewish organizations and vandalism in Jewish neighborhoods. Law enforcement is along with us from BSO and from Miami Beach and the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Join that conversation, 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Terza is with us on line one from Fort Lauderdale. Welcome to the program. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Your thoughts.
So the comment I wanted to make, so I'm the daughter of two Israeli immigrants. So I'm Jewish. I've grown up in South Florida my whole life. I'm not a part of any religious organization, but I've grown up with the Jewish community. And I think that anti-Semitism, while of course, I think my generation knew it existed, it always felt like something that our parents and grandparents were concerned about. It was something that was more relevant in their times, and that I think when you're around people your own age, things seem more progressive, but just, I don't know, as things unfold in this new administration, it gets clearer and clearer that the things that you thought were not mainstream start to come out from the shadows, and it's just kind of shocking.
Teresa, so you feel differently about that now. It has become perhaps more real for you and your cohorts or your generation.
Yeah, of course. I always thought that discrimination happened in more systemic ways to different minority groups in which there's systematic oppression, but I mean it's I guess it's just because it wasn't as visible doesn't mean it didn't exist. And it's just kind of, I don't know, it changes how I feel a lot. My dad, like, had said he was a supporter of Bernie Sanders, and when he lost, he said one reason he thought he lost is, like, a Jewish man would never been elected. And I was like, okay, that's, like, an old way of thinking, but I don't know.
Terza, we got it. Thanks for your input there. We appreciate the call from Fort Lauderdale. Michael Hoffman, let me ask you, when you hear a young Jew express that kind of reality when it comes to the Holocaust and hearing stories and now feeling that the anti-Semitic behavior is perhaps becoming a bit more real, what are your thoughts on the condemnation of the threats by President Trump and his administration? He was criticized for not doing enough, and there are those that have pointed to multiple times where he has talked about condemning these kinds of activities and these kinds of speeches.
So I think we, of course, welcome any opportunity for the administration to condemn acts of hate and violence and try to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism. I think this needs to be a continuous message that has to start from the top, but also has to be anchored in the community level as well. So it's a continual amount of messages. And again, it ultimately goes back to the promotion of tolerance, celebrating diversity, and a recognition of the pluralistic sense of our overall society here in America.
Chief Oates in Miami Beach, you spoke about heightened awareness, certainly, and a heightened presence of police. Are there proactive measures that the broader community could take, not just the Jewish community, but the broader community can take? And what's your experience in law enforcement about how community sees through these?
Well, I've been in this business 36 years, and I've worked in four cities and four states, and most of my career was in New York City. The strongest way to protect ourselves is to be a well-knit, bound community that affirms all our fundamental democratic values and values life and sanctity of life. And as long as the institutions and government is directed in that regard, then community will come together as has been described when a threat occurs. And so it's really about the strength and the core values of your community that protects us.
Sergeant Alexander, what have you experienced in the last few days as you have gone about your investigation and some of the community reaction as you've talked to folks and looked for witnesses and looked for suspects?
Well, a lot of times that we're seeing now is people want to know why things are occurring, like that young lady had stated previously. And from a law enforcement perspective, it really doesn't matter why this is occurring. What matters is that they are occurring, and the law enforcement as a whole has a zero tolerance for hate crime. If somebody commits a hate crime, as in either the bomb threats directed at a specific religion or a specific type of person, we will investigate them and they will be prosecuted. You know, there is a hate crime, of course, statutes that enhance the penalties for the crimes, and we will not hesitate to use them. And it's just trying to reassure the public in general, and, you know, not just the religious institutions, that you have to have a plan in place. You have to have rehearsed responses to potential violent acts. So if you're put in that situation, you will respond accordingly.
And Michael Hoffman, I'll give you the last word with the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Give us the level of anxiety in the Jewish community that you serve, but even in the broader community in which you live.
So there definitely is a level of anxiety, both for people who are boomers and over, as well as that caller before, that younger person who never experienced anti-Semitism before. So there's definitely a level of anxiety. But at the same time, I continue to be amazed by the persistence of our community. People are going to events, they're going to programs, they're going to their synagogues. And I think there's a general feeling is, we denounce the hate, we deplore the growing level of anti-Semitism, but it's not going to keep us at home, and it's not going to keep us from expressing our beliefs as a Jewish people, and I think in any other faith-based institution. Hopefully this can all start to calm down over the coming weeks and months. That is our sincere hope and desire, but we all need to be persistent.
persistence and faithful. Michael Hoffman, the president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County, joining us via Skype from his office. Michael, thank you for your time. Sergeant Mark Alexander is with the Broward Sheriff's Office Strategic Investigations Division. Thank you, Sergeant, for your time. And Dan Oates, the Miami Beach Police Chief. Thank you for coming across the causeway here and joining us in studio in downtown Miami, Chief. Always appreciated. Thanks to all three of you. Still to come here on the Roundup, divining fiction from fact. That's next.